The winners and losers from the state budget, a $311 million Subiaco hospital expansion, and it's Eurovision weekend. It's Friday, the 12th of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
I have a question to ask you, because at school yesterday you accosted me to buy tickets, raffle tickets for the Mother's Day raffle.
Yeah.
And has it been drawn? Have I
won? It was drawn yesterday afternoon.
Okay, because apparently Flo said that I'd won, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I haven't won. So, look, I know we're going to go through the budget, but I just needed to clear
and, you know,
that
I
up.
I actually wasn't in any way involved with the Mother's Day ticket selling. I was just standing next to the table. I was just standing next to the table. Because my daughter wanted to give out the tickets to people. So there you go. I wasn't officially involved at all, I've got to say. But I'm glad you bought a ticket.
He's washed his hands of it, everyone.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't win, had won, I would have said, yeah, that's all my. Now, talking about winners and losers, that's a nice segue into the state budget that was handed down yesterday. Mark McGowan's third as treasurer. Who are the big winners?
Well, every WA household is getting a $400 power credit.
Love that.
Now, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. I'm wondering, does Gina Reinhart get this credit?
Well,
yeah it's potentially. Not means-tested. No, exactly. So we've seen this before. This is, I suppose, goes a slight way to easing the cost of living. We all know we're probably paying more than $400 extra for everything at the moment with inflation the way it is. However, not on the great news for the government, Metronet is bleeding money. So it won the election for Labor, in addition to probably Mark McGowan's handling of COVID. But what's happened is that it is bleeding $1.2 billion over budget. So these are all the, you know, Forestville, Coburn Link, Yanchep Extension, Bayswater Station, et cetera, et cetera. But importantly, the Premier says they're on time.
Are they?
They're on time, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, right? Like, it is way over budget. It seems very, very painful, but it's one of those big infrastructure projects that in the long term, you look back on and go, well, I'm glad somebody did it.
It had to be done.
Had to be done. Yeah. Indeed. Do you want to hear some weird and wonderful things that were in the budget?
I love. Have you been checking through the papers, have you?
Yeah. So, $22 million have been committed to tagging sheep and goats. So obviously, shark tagging is not so successful.
Why are we tagging sheep and goats?
Sheep and goats are easier to catch.
Why are we tagging them?
So farmers can better track them throughout their lives and respond quickly in the event of an emergency disease outbreak. So,
is this really needed? I haven't heard them asking for this.
Yeah, no. It's obviously they have been behind the scenes.
$22 million.
I know, right?
That's a lot of money to tag a goat.
Yeah. And they've allocated $500,000 across the next 2 years for a scoping study into a national rugby league franchise in Perth. $4 million spent over the next 2 years upgrading the shark notification and response system, and more than $9.5 million this year and nearly $23.8 million over the next 4 years to establish a marine park off the Kimberley coast. The funding will go to three new Buccaneer Archipelago marine parks covering more than 60,000 hectares of ocean.
Well, that's interesting.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I
don't know about that goat tag.
No, the goat tag.
I think there needs to be more. There's going to be a lot of questions today about Metronet.
Yep.
I think we need to get to the bottom of the goat and sheep tagging.
Goat tagging.
Who's been asking for it?
I know. And talking about views of the ocean, the Yellow Cafe, definitely on its last legs, about to be bulldozed.
Yes. So the owner has bid an emotional farewell to this cafe. Now, it's iconic for those in the northern suburbs.
Yep.
It's Trigg, West Coast Drive, overlooks the ocean. It was an old house, the original house from the estate there, and it's being bulldozed to make way for a four-story development with apartments that are going to cost a bomb because of the views there. So many people are sad about this because it had a certain vibe to it, but Yellow has moved just down the road, about 2Ks down the road to North Beach, Flora Terrace. So they're open now. We're speaking to the owner, Mike, on Sunrise this morning. Obviously, they're also in Mount Hawthorne. So, Mount Hawthorne doesn't have the ocean views either.
I think there's any Yellow and Subi,
it's the vibe.
You know? I think there's Yellow and Subi as well. Yeah. So if you love your banana bread and pumpkin bread.
Oh, my God.
And
you know I'm obsessed.
Yeah, and the coffee's pretty good too. So
I always get, like I say to the kids, would you like some banana and pumpkin bread? Yes. And I totally ask them so that I can have it.
Yeah, same.
Then I'm like, well, I'll have to order it if the kids want it.
And what's the deal with this St John of God Hospital expansion in Subiaco? The town of Cambridge, who not noted for being the most well-run council, are not happy with it.
No, this proposed $311 million expansion has been given the green light by the WA Planning Commission. They've just come in and gone, trumped Town of Cambridge. Town of Cambridge not happy because they don't like the design. So they say that, you know, the bulk, the size, the height, it all goes against their kind of planning regulations for the area. The WA Planning Commission, you know, with advice from state authorities, has approved it because they're like, well, hang on, we need expanded health facilities. It's a private hospital. It's a private operator willing to do this. You know, we need to make this happen. We have an aging population. Town of Cambridge, you and your design gripes can, you know, go find somewhere else to go.
Well, we'll see how that unfolds.
Look, I kind of agree with the Town of Cambridge. It's not going to set the world on fire, this design.
What hospitals do, though?
Well, I would argue, like Perth Children's Hospital, it's colourful, it looks interesting. Same with a lot of the hospitals over in Victoria, same thing.
We'll see.
It costs money for good design, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Sport. All right, in the football, the Eagles take on the Gold Coast Suns at Optus Stadium. Bad news, Shannon Hearn is out hurt. Another West Coast injury. I'd be worried about bringing the banner back. I don't think they'd make it through it without their arms and legs falling off.
Do you think they'd just hit it and go?
Another two players rubbed out.
We need another inquiry.
And on Saturday, the Dockers take on the Swans over at the SCG. Nat Fyfe playing his second game as the super sub. In case you're wondering, he collected 10 possessions and kicked a goal in the 39 minutes he played last week.
Do you think they'll beat the Swans?
I doubt it.
Okay.
But then, you know, maybe they're on a bit of a roll. We'll wait and see. And do you remember that shocking incident in the State League soccer last weekend where there was a spectator who threw that glass bottle? I've got an update for you. So the Sound Telegraph, our colleagues down there, have just revealed Football West has handed down a lifetime ban on the bloke who threw the bottle. And they've confirmed that they're going to play a number of games with no spectators in the stands as a lesson to everyone else that this sort of behaviour won't be tolerated.
What? Why would you punish everyone else?
Because I think there's been a number of incidents. So it's kind of like an escalation of something.
Oh, that is just like, you know what? I don't like that at all. That is like when the teacher in the classroom says, well, we all can't do that because Jeremy did X.
I disagree. I like it. What? I think, yep, teach them all a lesson.
Oh, jeez. The Wild West.
Yes, Eurovision is happening this weekend, and that is the sound of the WA band Voyager, who's representing Australia in the massive international song contest. Joining us on the phone now in the Wild West, a little bit different, is a man who knows everything about Eurovision. From the West Australian, it's Simon Collins. G'day, Simo.
G'day, Ben.
And now, you got some big Voyager news.
They've just qualified for the final. Not that they wouldn't. They smashed it. Their performance was fantastic at the Liverpool Arena. Sounded like they had the crowd behind them. And they're one of 26 acts that will compete for Eurovision glory in the wee hours of Sunday morning Perth time. So I hope everyone's getting up at 3 a.m. for that.
Simon, it's Matt here. You sound like you've been cheering at your TV.
Mate, it was great. They just smashed it through. Every country competing gets like a postcard, and the Voyager's postcard was them, you know, on the zip line at the Matagorda Bridge, and that was that was terrific. They're not the only Aussies in the final. Andrew Lambrow is a Sydney-born singer. He's representing Cyprus, but forget about him. It's all about Voyager.
So
I think we're a real shot.
Who's the main challenger to Australia in the grand final?
Oh, Loreen's the runaway favourite for for Sweden. And if she wins, she'll become only the second artist to have won it twice. She won in 2012 with Euphoria, which was an absolute banger. But her song this year is, and I think I'm fair in saying this, her song this year is rubbish and not a patch on promise. And the other favourite is Finland. Is Finland a hilarious with their cha-cha-cha?
Amazing.
Like, I would love to be at a Eurovision party with Simon. He's the man you need to be at a Eurovision party with this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
If you love useless trivia, I'm your man.
Oh, well, Simo, thank you for sharing some of that useless trivia on the West Live today. Enjoy Eurovision. You probably won't get much sleep this weekend. I know it's
Can we talk to Simon on Monday? Can we do a full rundown of Eurovision on
Great
Monday?
Idea.
Let's do that.
Depends on if you've got a voice.
And that's your news from the West Australian for Friday, May 12. And don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Matty, I'll talk to you on Monday.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.
You've been listening to the West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.